Hey, Aiden, I noticed for yourself, you've won three straight starts personally, and you were named the Atlantic Hockey Goalie of the Week, so I wanted to catch up with you. And, you know, prior to those three straight wins, it had been a bit of an uneven start for the team. So do you feel like you personally or the team has turned a bit of a corner here in the last week?
Yeah, definitely, especially the last, like, week and a half here. We got a lot of young guys on our class and on our roster, freshmen and sophomores there. So obviously, getting into the season was a little bit tougher. We had a couple of slow starts and guys aren't really on the same page. But I think it was kind of a big turning point that past weekend against Robert Morris there. We got our first sweep of the year at home, and guys are starting to get their confidence back, and now we seem to be clicking a little bit better now. And again, personally, for me to get in there and get a couple wins under my belt earlier in the season is definitely nice. I can, you know, kind of feel my groove a little bit better than the start of the year there. So yeah, definitely things are looking pretty good right now. Hopefully we can keep it rolling.
I was hoping we could talk a bit about the college hockey experience at Bentley. And I know that it's not as high profile, say, as a Boston College or a Michigan or some of those type schools, because I think hockey at your school is the only Division I sport. But at the same time, I mean, you guys just beat UMass Lowell, which is a big Hockey East team, in overtime on Tuesday. I know you played Northeastern, and maybe you could just, you know, talk about when you're speaking to friends and family about how good the hockey experience is for you at Bentley.
Yeah, no, it's definitely great. I think, I mean, the past 10 years of the program has picked up a lot. You know, at a point where the school didn't really know which way the hockey program was going, you know, a few years back. But definitely, I think, you know, getting games against those Hockey East teams and other conference games are always fun, because you can kind of go out there and not really worry about the points and the standings as much, and just go out and play, and, you know, get into a new environment and play some higher end teams in the country. And I mean, Tuesday night was a blast. It was fun to go down there, and you know, obviously getting a huge win against a ranked team is great for us and for our confidence and whatnot. But definitely, Bentley as a school is awesome. College hockey experience has been really funny so far. Obviously, it's a little bit of a different transition coming out of juniors. But once you get the classes under your belt and you kind of get into the swing of studying and homework and all that stuff, it's a lot easier. So getting that first year done with and having a good season was big, and then coming in this year and, you know, having higher expectations, obviously, and trying to you know, keep going from there is a big part of what I've kind of focused on. But Bentley itself is a very fun school. It's in a good spot near Boston. They're definitely not recognized as much as the schools around us. But it's kind of nice, because, you know, we play that underdog role a lot, and I enjoy it tremendously.
We're talking with Aiden Polino, former Chilliwack Chiefs goaltender at Bentley University. The crease situation for Bentley right now, I think three different goalies have seen time in net so far this season, and one of them is former Nanaimo Clippers goalie Jason Argue, who's a couple years ahead of you in school. But what's it been like working with him, as you guys have been part of a goalie tandem there?
Yeah, no, it's been great. Argue is he's a hell of a goalie, and, you know, he's a great guy. He's one of my best friends on the team there. And then Jake, the other goalie there, is an awesome guy too. And, you know, we're very close, the three of us. It's a lot of fun. We're always very supportive but competitive at the same time. And, you know, Jake got in a game there against Canisius the other weekend that Arks got hurt his groin. And then, you know, we had a tough game the first night, and he got in and played really well for us. So it was good to see. And, you know, it kind of goes to show that anyone can get in there and do a job on any given night. You know, it's eye-opening to make sure we're always at, you know, the best we can be practicing games, you know, because it's a very, very competitive to stay in the crease. And this year's been a little up and down for us, I think, because Art has been hurt for a couple weeks here. And definitely getting into the net for me has been nice. Not good to see Arcs go down, but obviously I want to take advantage of whatever opportunity I have to stay in that as much as I can. But yeah, no, as a tandem, it's awesome. I know he's a big name out in Nanaimo when he played there. I came in and, you know, he took me under his wing pretty well, and we're actually great tandem. I think we support each other very well, and, you know, whoever's going, it's always positive, and it's always fun with us. So,
sticking with a bit of the BCHL alumni theme, some of the other key guys, and Bentley's been a big recruiter out of the BCHL over the last few years. A couple of your key players up front are Luke Santurno, who'd been in Trail, and Jonathan Debian, who'd been in West Kelowna. I was wondering if maybe you could talk a little bit specifically about Debian. He's a player that when he was with West Kelowna, you and Chilak faced him in the league finals a couple years ago. What do you remember about that, and what's it been like getting to know him as a teammate?
Oh, yeah. No, very familiar with Des. He's actually, we lived together my freshman year, and we lived together this year as well. We're in the same room. But, yeah, no, definitely in Chilak. We saw a lot of West Kelowna, especially in the end of the playoffs there with the round three and then the finals. So I saw a lot of him. He's always, one of the bigger threats in the league. Both my years there, and that line with, because we got Meneer there too, who was on that line with him and Hope for a good chunk of playoffs. And he's a special player. He's a very skilled player. He's got a great shot. Can't say enough good things about the kid. He's fun to watch. When he's going, you can tell when he's playing well. The guys feed off it. He's already had a couple big games for us. He's got a hat trick this year already and stuff like that. So, it's easy to see. It's very fun to watch him when he's on his game.